liver put in there? Oh, liver sausage.
I've heard of it, but not in this area. Not in this area. Now we had the liver. That was a very it's delicious. Hog's liver. Oh, the kidneys were used. They were eaten.
How about the lungs?
I don't remember anything about lungs, though. We didn't at our house.
Liver and lights.
And lights. We didn't eat them. We gave them away.
Okay, lights, lungs, and would that be? When people talk about liver and lights, is that liver plus the lungs?
I don't know, because we had the liver, but the other part we didn't we didn't use.
And is the term harslet or haslet familiar to you? Sometimes
no.
Ella used that out at shows yesterday to include all the organs. She called it haslet. All the organs.
All of it. One word included all of it.
Yes, in fact, she used all of it. Mm-hmm. Every organ. Boiled it.
They have their own words for things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really do.
That's why it's important to try to interview blacks as possible. And
then, of course, we had chicken. But, we raised our own chickens. And I've known my mother many times to get up in the morning and go out and catch a chicken and scald it and get the feathers off and cut it up and fry it for breakfast, especially if we had company. And can you imagine a woman today doing that? I can just see me doing it. But it was just all in a part of their day's work. It was no problem to them.
They must have been superbly organized, or they simply couldn't have produced as much as
they had to be organized. Everything just like clockwork. Because it was no problem at all for them to do it.
And I think the number of things done, pretty impressive.
Well, they did things on time, too, because Monday was wash day.
Mm-hmm.
There was very few Mondays that wasn't wash day. Tuesdays was ironing day. And each day was sort of set aside as something they were supposed to do that day.
Friday was to bake
and start cooking. Sunday, get the house cleaned up. Saturday, to get ready for Sunday.
Did you ever use the term victuals for food?
Victuals, yes. Victuals was was all food was victuals.
And between meals, if you had some small thing to eat.
It wasn't referred to as a snack of anything because the only time we didn't eat between meals, except when we came home from school, we were allowed to have whatever biscuits was left over for lunch, and we could put molasses in it and eat when we got home from school. You were always hungry then.
Did you ever call that a bite?
I don't remember calling it anything, but getting something to eat.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned putting things in the safe. If you had cooked something and then kept it there and served it for supper, would that be known by a certain term?
I think, as I say, some of the newer words, block out the old words, but I think we call them scraps.
Scraps.
I'm not too sure, but we didn't call them leftovers.
Head over or warmed over, warmed up.
Warmed over.
Mm-hmm. And on the table, what did you use to season things with? What's the kind of seasoning?